Hi, RNZ Pacific News, and tāla whakoe, I'm Seo Mung, te iwa am tā whai. Papua New Guinea's Rising Voices opposition candidate for Prime Minister, ex-SEPEK Governor Alan Bird, has pushed back after addressing recent death threats. Mr. Bird has declined police protection and says he will use his own security after alleged threats to his personal safety. He says three senior government ministers informed him about the death threats and were no longer contacting him, with concerns his phone was being monitored. PNG police have been contacted for comment. The Palau Congress is still divided on whether or not the United States military should have an increased presence in the country. Last month, the House of Delegates approved a joint resolution proposing Congress support the establishment of a US military base, listing a number of flow-on benefits for locals. These included improved infrastructure and telecommunications. However, the resolution is the complete opposite of one put forward by the Senate last year, expressing concern about the United States being invited to deploy missile batteries on the island. RNZ Pacific's Palau correspondent Onerung Kambas Kesulay says the differing views in Congress reflect the political landscape in an election year.
This year, the people will elect their president and the members of the National Congress. So I'm looking at this as also it has that political experience, you know, just to position themselves to try to get support from the party.
The Tonga government has released a report of policy priorities outlined by US think tank, the Copenhagen Consensus Centre. The report is designed to help Tonga and its donor partners to set priorities in areas to improve living standards. Among the key priorities identified by the report are digitization of government tendering processes, early warning systems for natural disasters, more community health clinics, and diversifying products for export. Legislative Assembly Speaker Lord Whakawhanua told RNZ Pacific the reports assist government in cost saving.
This independent report will hopefully give a scientific approach to government prioritising its agenda and where it allocates limited resources.
New Zealand's Minister for Pacific Peoples have announced dates of Pasifika Language Weeks this year. Dr. Shane Retty says languages play an important role in strengthening Pacific people's sense of identity and belonging. The language weeks include those for Rotuma, Samoa, Kiribati, Cook Islands, Tonga, Tuvalu, Fiji, Niue, Tokelau, Papua New Guinea and Solomon Islands. Rotuma Language Week is the first to kick off in May. Also in New Zealand, 12 people have been taken to hospital after the Chilean plane they were on suddenly lost altitude about an hour before it was due to land in Auckland. Passengers on the LATAM Airlines flight from Sydney have told of people being flung from their seats. The plane landed safely, but paramedics treated 50 people, one in a serious condition. LATAM has not yet explained exactly what the problem was and says a technical event on board caused a strong movement. The flight's final destination was Santiago, and a replacement plane has been put on for the onward journey. Canterbury health workers have been protesting near Christchurch Hospital's emergency department over delays of about 8 years for holiday wages and other leave payments. The New Zealand Nurses Organisation is calling on Te Whatu Ora to make the payouts as soon as possible and for the government to enforce deadlines. Mike, a hospital aide, told RNZ he still doesn't know when he will receive payments owed.
Te Whatu Ora keep putting it off, and they, you know, give us a new date, and then that rolls around, and then it's another one, and just you sort of wonder, well, are they going to pay us? But, I mean, they probably will, but you know, what year, when, I don't know.
Mike says Te Whatu Ora's communication over the matter has been lacking. The United Nations Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has again appealed for an end to the fighting in Gaza as millions of Muslims around the world begin the holy month of Ramadan. Tens of thousands of civilians have been killed in the Palestinian territory during a five-month siege and military assault by Israel, which is trying to wipe out the militant group Hamas. Our correspondent Jody Jacobs has more from the UN in New York.
It was a short address by the Secretary General here at the United Nations. Antonio Guterres called for the silencing of the guns, saying Ramadan is a period when Muslims around the world celebrate and spread the values of peace, reconciliation and solidarity.
The eyes of the world are watching. The eyes of history are watching. We cannot look away. We must act to avoid more preventable death.
Guterres says international humanitarian law lies in tatters. He has also called for the immediate release of all hostages. Guterres says the civilian killings and destruction in Gaza is at a level that is unprecedented in all of his years as Secretary General.
The police in Switzerland say five cross-country skiers have been found dead in the Swiss Alps. The skiers were part of a group that had set out from the town of Zermatt, home of the Matterhorn Mountain, towards the Swiss-Italian border. The BBC's Imogen Folks reports.
Six skiers set off on Saturday morning, but late that afternoon went missing. Rescue services tried for hours to reach them, but zero visibility made helicopter searches impossible. Finally, late on Sunday night, a rescue team managed to land close to the skiers' last known location at an altitude of over 3,000 metres. There they found the bodies of five of the missing skiers. It's known that five of the six were from the same family.
Oppenheimer has come away with seven Oscars at the 96th Academy Awards, including Best Picture. The ABC's Rani Heyman reports.
Hollywood's Night of Nights has been dominated by Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer. The director has taken home his first Oscar, while his wife, Emma Thomas, who produced the film, accepted the Oscar for Best Picture on behalf of the film's cast and crew.
I could deny it, but I have been dreaming about this moment for so long, but it seemed so unlikely that it would ever actually happen.
Cillian Murphy has won Best Actor for his lead role in Oppenheimer, while Emma Stone has won an Oscar for Best Actress for her performance in the film Poor Things.
In sport, the Tonga Rugby Union will host three test matches at Te Uwhewa Park this year. Chief Executive Officer Aisia Ahulele says the Galetahi will take on Italy, Spain and Fiji in Nuku'alofa. The test matches will follow the Super Rugby Pacific game between Moana Pacific and the Highlanders on May 4th. Current world number 10 Italy will face off against the Galetahi on July 12, followed by Spain on July 19. The Flying Fijians then battle Tonga on September 6 in a Pacific Nations Cup pool game. The Vanuatu women's beach volleyball team went down 2-0 against New Zealand in a quarter-final at the Matamanganui Beach Pro Tour at the weekend. New Zealand won 21-19 in the first set and 21-18 in the second. Vanuatu will continue their participation in other regional and international beach volleyball events in their bid to qualify for the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris. That's your latest RNZ Pacific news and sport. For more stories, go to rnzi.com.